The other day, I watched a cock pigeon making love to a hen pigeon. He talked to her for a long time, and then stroked her wing, then her neck and head. Then he evidently asked her to let him kiss her, and she wouldn't at first. So he began all over again, and this time she let him kiss her. After a lot of kissing, he stopped and looked round until she made a funny little noise, as much as to say, "You're neglecting me." Then he kissed her over and over again with his beak. Suddenly, off she flew, and he after her.
March 25th. Dear Phyllis, you have no idea how wretched I felt when I left you. They want to know why I am so quiet here. I said I didn't know, but I guess I do.
They met at a dance in Athlone in 1915.
Since I came home, I've been trying to get my kit together. I have not received any orders yet, but I'm expecting them at any hour now. If you have a moment to spare, I would like a few lines to tell me about yourself. Goodbye now.
She was the daughter of a local solicitor.
My dearest love is sent with this.
He was born near Liverpool and had enlisted in the Royal Field Artillery in 1914. He'd been sent to Athlone for training.
My dearest love is sent with this, Eric. 27th March, I received
a wire from the adjutant today to say that my orders are following, so I shall be off on Monday.
They fell in love.
Well, bye-bye, Phyllis, for the present. And remember, I do love you really and truly. Will you write to me sometimes?
Over the next year, he wrote her some 200 letters, which she kept till her death in 1991.
Eric.
France, 1915.
1st April.
Wednesday.
7th April. Monday, 12th April.
At last, I've arrived at the front.
Friday, 16th April.
My very own Irish lassie.
They're potting at two aircraft with anti-aircraft guns. It is very interesting watching the puffs of smoke suddenly come in the sky as the shells burst. I can see them from the window beside me.
Your own Englishman.
Eric.
18th. 21st. Letter opened by censor.
Sunday, the 25th of April.
I went down to the trenches on Thursday afternoon. Stayed the night and all day Friday. It is weird in the trenches at night. The Boche shoot things like rockets into the air, which give a very bright light for a few seconds. While the light is burning, they fire at our men. The latter watch for the flashes of their rifles and fire at them. It is a funny thing, warfare. I often wonder why we are here, killing each other by every means possible.
Thursday, 29th April.
So here's to the girl with hazel eyes. She's always nice looking and very wise.
Bye-bye, my sweetheart.
Sunday, 2nd May. In the trenches. After lunch.
I would give a lot to be able to give you a good hug and heaps of kisses.
Cracks! A bullet has just come along quite close to the hut. You may be sure I take double care of myself, knowing you want me to.
All my love to you, Phil, from your Englishman,
Eric.
We have been served out with asphyxiating gas protectors. Sounds lively, doesn't it?
I take double care, knowing you want me to.
7th May. 12th May.
The Boche shelled us this morning just before lunch. One shell burst fairly close to the guns, and another came close to this place. Wounded 11 men and killed one of the Leinsters.
Always your Eric. Always your Eric.
20th May.
Yes, Phil. Dear old Lael is dead.
My love to you, Eric.
Oh, I wish this cursed war was over and I could be with you again. I have been really frightened this afternoon. It's horrible to say so, but it is true. No one has any idea, until they have been in this part of the line, of the frightfulness of the whole thing. This place is damnable. There is not a moment that you can't hear shells flying through the air, some screaming, some whistling, some humming, some roaring, and some hissing. I can think of nothing but these cursed shells.
1st June, 1915.
There are two things I seem able to think of now. This appalling warfare.
This appalling warfare and your dear sweet self. All my love to you, sweetheart.
Your Eric. Your own Eric.
They have been shelling like blazes today.
Wednesday, the 2nd of June.
And have knocked crowds of houses and buildings to smithereens.
Thursday, the 3rd of June.
You know I am head over heels in love with you.
It is the kindest thing you could possibly do for me, to remember me in your prayers. Bye-bye, my dear, dear love, and God bless you forever.
Your Eric.
Monday, 14th.
My dear, dear love.
Wednesday, 16th June.
My real, real sweetheart.
I am so tired, I hardly know what to do with myself. I was up in the trenches last night, and I noticed the new moon.
I noticed the new moon, and I wished that you might always love me, and that I might always love you.
Friday.
18th June.
Here is the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo.
My darling.
Sunday, the 20th of June.
I am sure you can't imagine how miserable I get at times. Wishing and wishing this war was over, and I was on the way back home to my people.
And my own dear, lovely sweetheart.
Lovely sweetheart. Time goes, in spite of the fact that each day is so much the same. The shelling is the same. The work is the same. The weather is the same.
Oceans of love.
Oceans of love.
Sunday, 20th June.
Sunday, the 27th of June.
I was not far off eternity yesterday. As we were walking straight towards the guns from our observation station, one of the guns had a premature burst due to a weak shell. All the ground round me was peppered with shrapnel, bullets and bits of shell, and the fuse went past me like a thunderbolt. I had no time to even lie down.
Your real, real Eric sends all, every atom of his love to you.
Your Eric.
Wednesday, 30th June. Sunday, the 4th of July.
Tuesday, the 6th of July. It was raining hard and blowing like the very devil. He hit a German soldier. The shell burst right in front of him, and over he went. Later, he picked roses from the side of a pond in a lovely little garden he found, getting brushwood to conceal the guns.
Your very, very own Englishman.
Saturday, the 10th of July.
This afternoon, I was looking at two graves about 20 yards from my dugout, along the line of trees. I stood by them a long time. Just two mounds of earth with a little wooden cross. It's a fine way of dying, and if it's to be my fate to be killed in action, I hope I shall be buried where I fall. If anything does happen to me...
If anything does happen to me, you will know that he loved you on this earth and loves you beyond it. Forever. Your own Englishman.
July 14th, 17th, 19th.
My sweet lady, white lady, lady love.
Friday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday.
Dear love, sweet love, my everything.
Wednesday, the 4th of August.
Very dear lady, very, very dearest. Very dearest darling.
I am so tired. I don't want to sleep. It's teeming now, weeping for me.
9th, 12th, 14th, 17th.
Sweetheart, my own dearest sweetheart.
Friday, the 20th of August.
Out of this appalling hell, away from the sounds of these guns and rifles, away from all these beastly rabbit burrows and broken-up houses, away from the horrible smells.
4 days of real happiness and forgetting all trouble for a while.
He went home on leave and saw her there.
Oh, sweetheart, they were far, far beyond what I had expected.
4 short days.
A taste of heaven on earth.
And then as many months in Flanders.
Will you pray for me at night?
Sunday, the 26th September, in the observing station.
My candle has nearly burnt away, so I must hurry up and turn in before it goes out and leaves me in the dark.
Monday, 27th, at the battery.
I found the apples waiting for me when I arrived back.
Thursday, the 30th.
In the trenches at 9:35 p.m.
Will you pray for me at night?
It is pitch black, and the track across country which one can walk down at night is terribly muddy. I stumbled and slopped along, nearly falling flat over a dozen times. I arrived back here splashed from head to foot with mud, feeling fearfully fed up. It is fiendishly cold at night now. Even sleeping in all one's clothes and a thick overcoat on, I can't keep warm.
All my very, very deepest love to you, my own darling, forever.
Tuesday, the 5th of October.
My sweetheart.
I am in the trenches again.
Saturday, 9th October.
My very own dear lady.
You were sitting on the stool the night I heard I was going. I came to tell you my news because I loved you. So I came to you and, kneeling down, kissed you. How happy I was then, so long as I was with you.
All my soul's love to you, now and forever.
From your Englishman.
October, November, December. Those cold, wet months in Flanders.
My brain has got absolutely fuddled lately, and I have no more been able to think of one thing at a time than fly.
He went home for a while, then on to Dublin to see her. Then?
Here I am, back at this beastly place, feeling at present just about as wretched and down in the mouth as it is possible for anyone to feel.
Back again to Flanders.
Sweetheart, I hope you did get home all right.
What a glorious night it was. The water was like a mirror, and the light from the moon was reflected in a long, clear, silver band, twisting and twirling like a snake. As soon as you were out of sight, I felt the horrible, lonely feeling creeping into my heart. On going to the north side of the boat as she moved out, I noticed all the people staring at the sky, and when I looked, I saw the northern lights. It was a wonderful sight, just for all the world, like hundreds of searchlights shooting up into the sky.
Your lover.
Forever. Oh, yes. May God grant it. Forever.
Your lover.
Eric.
October, November, December.
The 22nd of October.
Last Friday, I broke down and cried like a child for really no reason.
Thursday.
All my fiercest love for you, darling.
Forever. Your Eric.
Really, I'm going to get a fit of the blues before this winter is over. It is simply damnable, teeming all day and every day, everywhere inches deep in mud and cold. On Tuesday morning, I was down with the infantry. The Boche were shelling one of our planes right over our heads. Bits from the shells were whistling down and falling all round us. All of a sudden, by Jove, there was a fizz-whomp, and a shrapnel bullet hit the trench in line with my head, and just 2 feet away. It gave me an awful old fright because it landed before I actually realized it was coming. That night was quite exciting, what with bullets flying about and Bosch flare lights going up all the time. I nearly trod on two huge rats and finally managed to fall headlong in an old trench about 6 feet deep, getting covered with wet, sticky clay.
He broke down and cried for no reason at all, except the awful emotions.
Caused by my love for you.
Friday, the 22nd of October.
And then, November.
I must journey off over mud and slosh and slime to the infantry.
The 7th.
I must go on with our love day. Oh, the feelings that I experienced in that hour or so before tea. I wanted to make you feel the awful passion that seemed to fill me for you by kissing you over and over again as hard as I could.
One part of the trench was in mud up to my knees, and a bit further on I was walking through water halfway up my thighs.
I felt I had lost my heart, my soul, my body, in fact, my whole self.
A bullet hit the parapet a foot in front of me, knocking the mud into my face.
Although my body was going away, my soul remained in the care of the dear person I hope will always be its guardian. Forever, Eric.
Forever, your Eric. Forever and ever, your Eric. For all time, your Englishman.
The 15th of November.
I couldn't wear a coat because it trailed in the water, which in places came halfway up my thighs, and in one part would have come over the top of my waders, if I had not clambered along the sides of the trench.
19th November.
At present, my hands are so cold, they can hardly form the letters properly.
On the move. Sunday, Tuesday. Rain and frost. Weeks go by.
We got chivied and chased all the time. Then we trekked about half Belgium, changing from one position to another.
27th November. After tea.
When I go to sleep, there is always a chance of being hauled out of bed at some unearthly hour. And now, dearest of all, I must go to bed. Night-night, you darling.
Night-night, you darling.
Night-night, you darling.
Forever, I am your Englishman.
1916.
Monday, 10th January, 1916. Written from Lime Street, Liverpool, at 11 p.m. on Sunday.
There. The train is moving away now. Oh, Phil, dear lady, how your lover longs for you. What a dear, happy time it has been. Oh, how beautiful and yet how awful it is to love. The wonderful happiness of being with you. Please think really, really hard of me, dear Phil, as I am doing now. Loving, loving, loving you with all my heart, my soul and my body.
Eric.
Loving, loving, loving you with all my heart, my soul and my body.
Then Tuesday.
I feel I don't care what happens to me, because I have left all that I love behind me. It seems as though I was looking down an endless valley with no goal in sight.
My darling, darling lady, for always and always.
And Saturday.
It is beastly cold at present. We all sit in this room with our coats on. You see, we can't have a fire on account of the smoke being seen, and as a matter of fact, we have hardly any coal. Oh, it is rotten coming back to this.
And Wednesday the 23rd.
Sweetheart, just the one person on this earth who is worth more than everything in the world.
The 24th.
My sweetheart.
After lunch, they shelled around us pretty profusely and made things rather unpleasant for a short time.
But then, my lady, there is always my bright light shining ahead of me, making me feel life is very, very dear to me. It's just your wonderful love for me and mine for you.
25th January.
I am going out into no man's land before it is light.
The idea is that I can see a portion of the German trenches, which is very bad to observe from anywhere else. It will be jolly exciting, and very interesting if all goes well. But if not, then we shall either have a dull day of it or a horrible time.
I shall write you a note out there, and you will be able to say you are one of, if not the very first lady to receive a letter from no man's land. You are not to worry, There is very little danger of anything going wrong. And if it does?
And if it does, then, dear, just remember I am in God's keeping. Bye-bye for a short time.
Bye-bye for a short time.
Bye-bye.
Wednesday at the Battery.
At times, I think love is cruel, and there is the terrible, lonely, achy feel that comes on. My lady, it is hard to bear out here. But when it comes on, I just try and think that I am with you. Then I think the dearest thought of all. I think how wonderful God is that he has given me the very dearest, purest, sweetest and loveliest lady on this earth. Phil, my darling, I bless the very second that I first saw your dear face.
All my heart and soul is yours now and forever, Phil. Just your own old Englishman, Eric.
Monday, 31st January.
It has been beastly lately. Everybody has been rather worried because the wind has been in an unsafe quarter. But so far, so good. The last 2 days we have been putting in a new gun pit about half a mile from here. It is 12:30 now. Everybody is in bed and fast asleep. Over on the right, there's a lot of sniping going on, and a little while ago the battery let off hard.
Thursday.
I left the line last night, after spending the majority of the day in the observing station.
My eyes are hurting abominably at present, and I have to get up at 6 in the morning, so I must stop, dear.
Friday.
A horrible cold wind is blowing very hard.
Monday the 7th.
Phil, it is a most beautiful starlit night. The new moon is just getting down to the horizon, and everything is perfectly peaceful and quiet. As I was coming from the mess, I could see the glow of a flare light going up somewhere on the line, at least 16 miles away. I wonder what my love is doing, miles and miles away to the northwest. Surely my time with you was real, and not imagination. And I know one thing very wonderful, and that is your love. Everything on earth is worthless compared with it to your Englishman.
The 10th.
The hopeless feeling of will this war ever end seems to be very much to the fore in me tonight. Do you know that low down in me I have a horrible idea it will go on for years and years.
For years and years. My dearest love to you, forever.
Monday the 14th of February, St. Valentine's Day, 1916.
Phil, my sweetheart, darling, dear.
We go back into action on Wednesday. The message came in while we were having dinner. I knew something would happen pretty soon, because we will have been out 2 weeks by then. I noticed the gun flashes over in the direction of the line.
I wonder what is happening.
Well, I shall know soon enough, I suppose. We heard today that they are busy up there. Truly, one doesn't know from minute to minute what is going to happen next out there.
Night-night, my sweetheart, for always, my lady.
My lady, just imagine, I have been here nearly 10 months now.
Friday, the 18th of February.
He went into Ypres, into the town, for the first time since he'd arrived, and was appalled. It was a lovely afternoon. Sparrows and starlings made a row in the ruins of the cathedral and the cloth hall. All the houses were flattened. As he picked his way, he noticed a small lady's boot, and his heart jumped.
That Sunday at the observing station,
I began daydreaming about my uncle's cottage on the fells. The door opened and you were standing there, and I kissed you over and over again without saying a word. There are lovely walks to go on together, and there would be the household duties to be done, and the dear little garden to look after. It would be a happy time.
Why can't the impossible things sometimes happen, just as one would want them to be? Sweetheart.
Monday, the 21st of February.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart, here is a coincidence for you. What do you think? I'm going on leave with the next lot.
Thursday, 24th February.
Oh, why can't I charter an aeroplane and fly over to you?
The row here has been appalling lately. The night before last, on our left, both sides were letting drive at each other for close on 3 hours. The din was simply terrific. I shall be glad to be out of here for a while.
Later.
A message came in. All leave is stopped. I feel just as wretched now as I did feel happy before. I'm going to stop because I don't feel like writing. I will let you know as soon as I can when I'm likely to come. A very disappointed Englishman.
Friday.
My love and my lady, just think that now, instead of being in this place, I would have been on my way to you.
Last night I kept waking up with a cold, and so I feel sleepy now. There are about 2 inches of snow on the ground now, and it is bitter outside.
It is bitter outside, my love and my lady. I would to God I could be with you for always and for all time. No more goodbyes. No more horrible, lonely feeling. Just heaven on earth.
Just heaven on earth. Yes, dear, our love does seem to live in a fairyland when I am out here, but not so when I am with you. With this I send every atom of love that is in me to my lady.
Forever her soldier and her Englishman.
This place is getting more beastly every day.
Wednesday, March 1st.
It is never quiet now. Even at nights there is someone firing. And we did at one time have peace then.
Later.
It is now 10 p.m. and I am with the infantry. There is a terrific row on the right this evening. Our people started it and we counted 18 planes up at one time. And I'm sure there were a lot more. Some were flying at such a height they could hardly be seen. Everything is quiet at present, and it is a glorious night. There are just hundreds of thousands of stars visible.
Sweetheart, I don't feel like writing more tonight.
March 2nd.
What a day. I never heard such a row. Just as if all the fiends of Hades had been let loose to do their worst. It started at 4:30 this morning. The whole place was alight with gun flashes, shell bursts and rockets. It is sickening, sickening. We're just on the edge. Hear no news but always this ghastly din.
Do you know what I should like to do when I come to Athlone? Go on all the same rides in the car as before, without calling on the people. I would want to sit in the same place at tea time and hold the wool or silk for you while you wound it. Play all the silly games we used to, and even quarrel as we used to, as long as we made up immediately afterwards. Phil, when I come, I want you to be your own dear self. I shall want you to tease me and play with me, make me wild and be as serious and as silly as you like.
I would like you to take things into your own hands.
When you came to say goodbye and buckled my belt, I liked to think I was your knight and I was going out to fight for you. But what a different kind of warfare it is now, and how horribly rotten it is compared with that kind of fighting.
Dear heart, sweetheart, lady mine.
Tuesday, 7th March.
Everything is covered with snow here now. We have to be jolly careful we don't walk headlong into a shell hole. I shall, in all probability, have to go up front in 2 nights' time.
Your Englishman. Your strong, solid, silly Englishman. Your lovesick Englishman.
We had a most terrifying time here the other morning about 8 a.m.
I wonder will it be summertime when I do come. There will be lots of things to do outside. We would have to get up very early in the mornings and play tennis or go for a row. Would you let me row you up the river to some secluded nook we would have to find? Think how happy we would be. I wonder when it really will come true. I want to feel that wonderful, real, deep-down love fairly make me quiver.
The awful part about it is that you haven't the slightest chance to get under cover when you hear the gunfire, because the shell arrives at the same instant.
I'm going to ask very hard tonight that I may be allowed to go to my sweetheart now, very soon. Your Englishman's love to you now and for always.
He fretted, yearned for an end to the cursed war, hankered for leave, longed to be with her, to be soothed by the balm of her love.
When will I get away? I feel as though I would go mad if I can't see you soon.
All the love of your Englishman.
Your Englishman who doesn't quite know whether he stands on his hands or his feet at present.
I'm all muddled up. Think of a year ago at this time.
Wednesday, the 22nd of March.
It's 9:45 p.m. You bent your head, and I thought you were crying. And then I was kneeling beside you while you sat on that little stool and I kissed you. Yes. I gave you the first kiss. Oh, I can never forget that night. Never. What a short time it was to be before I knew I would have given anything not to be going. So long as I could have been with you.
Dear heart, what a really terrible short time we have had together. A mere drop in the ocean.
A whole year has gone, and we had only 12 days in it together.
I want every day in every year to be ours.
Oh, when will this wretched war be finished?
March, April, the Easter rising.
Sweetheart, my very own sweetheart.
Lady, my own darling lady.
Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday.
May came and went.
I've had my fill of this war. After waiting 5 solid months, I shall only get 7 days' leave.
Friday, the 7th of June. Posted on the Holyhead and Kingstown packet on 8th June.
What do I feel like? Oh, my God, I don't know. What a terrible thing real love is at a time like this. And yet how wonderfully, wonderfully dear. It's hard, so very, very hard to leave you. The boat is just moving off. Bye-bye, dear old Ireland, and all it holds for me.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Then I held my breath for her to say which it was to be. I wonder what the little Peggy Whitethroat thought of it all as she hopped from branch to branch and chirped away. Suddenly, oh, God, my ears could hardly believe it. She said, yes, 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 I will. Sweetheart, did ever a man love a woman as I loved you then? Good morning, my lady.
Monday, 12th June.
There is a bitterly cold west wind blowing.
The place is about 2,000 yards from the Bosch, and so we can't see much. Shall I tell you what it's like?
14th June.
Phil, I am just worried to death tonight. I have got about 5,000 things to remember, and my head is just buzzing around. I am not allowed to say, but there are things happening.
Will this beastly business never end?
Thursday, Friday, Monday.
I have no other thought but that I will wait until my lady will become my very, very own. He wants that wonderful time to come when his lady can be with him for the remainder of his life.
The remainder? Just you and I and our love.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I feel just wretched tonight.
Sweetheart, will there be a letter for me tomorrow? It's simply awful, this knowing you are in great trouble and not hearing a word.
How many, many weeks it seems since I left you walking back along the platform at Athlone. Phil, what a cruel world this is. And how very few and far between are the happy times.
Oh, I want a letter. I do. This waiting and knowing nothing is terrible.
Lady mine,
Tuesday, the 27th of June.
It has been a beastly day, raining nearly the whole time, and as grey as grey.
Oh, God, when will we get away from this cursed country? 15 solid, weary months gone, and the best part of one's life.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday.
My darling, my lady, my own dear lady. Oh, my lady.
Sweetheart, did ever a man love a woman as I loved you then?
July, Sunday the 30th.
The sooner this war is over, the better. So very many good people seem to be going now. And the worst of it is there are hundreds, thousands more that will have to go before it's all over. I've just been looking through the casualty lists.
Sunday, 6th August.
There is a continuous roar of fire going on to the south. We hear it in the distance at present. The flies are awful. There are millions and millions of them, and they persist in crawling over my head.
I seem to be much, much further away from my lady now, and the letters are few and far between. We are not sure what's going on at present. First we hear one thing, and then another.
Wednesday, 16th August.
What a lot of news I could tell you if only I was allowed.
Sunday, 20th August.
I've got a short time before we move off.
Wednesday, 23rd August.
Oh, Phil, I wonder if all this is ever going to end. It seems as though I've done nothing else with my life. I don't know quite what I feel like today.
Sunday, the 27th of August.
We have just buried my friend, dear old Burroughs. He died last night about 5:50 from a shrapnel wound.
Yesterday and today it has rained incessantly, and at times it has come cats and dogs.
It's just God's will and nothing else.
Monday, 11th September.
Heaven knows what is going to happen. I'm getting now that I feel always so utterly fed up and tired and sick to death of everything. Why won't things show just a glimmer of the end? Why won't they? I'm afraid, lady mine, that I'm the one that is losing all the bravery I ever had in me. Oh, lady mine.
It's just awful. The dead are lying all over the place. It's a simply ghastly sight. There are Boche and our own men all mixed up. God knows why the poor devils haven't been buried.
Saturday, 16th September.
Would to God I could get home to you. When will this end? Oh, when? When? When?
There are bits of poor wretches lying unburied all over the place. They are in such a state no one can face the job of burying them, even if they had the time.
Oh, sweetheart, I wonder when I shall get home to you again.
All my love to you, Phil, now and forever. My darling, my own darling lady.
26th September.
As usual, we have all horrible thoughts of the spots we are going to. My God, I shall be glad to get out of this. Oh, lady mine, I do hope they'll take us away from this dreadful push. They've given us too much of it already, and, as you can see from the papers, the casualties are awful.
Oh, lady mine, it's nearly 19 long months since I came out here.
I seem to have lived this kind of life all my days, and everything that came before seems like a dream.
Thick mist all morning. Tested sights. Censored letters. Wrote to Phil. Firing from 2:30 to 6 p.m. Battersby and Cornell went out early this morning to trenches and have not returned. When will the nightmare end?
Saturday, 28th October. Telegram from Liverpool. To Phyllis, from Eric's father.
Eric reported by wire this morning. Dangerously wounded. October 27. Is in casualty clearing station. They cannot grant permission to visit.
Saturday, the 28th October. Unposted letter from Phyllis to Eric.
I wonder why I am writing this, which you may never see. Oh, God, perhaps even now you have gone far away from your lady. I wonder when another telegram will come. This knowing nothing is terrible. I don't know what to do. I simply have sat and shivered with such an awful, clutching fear at my heart ever since your dad's wire came. The old maid came to tell me Mum was downstairs, and down I rushed. That anything was the matter never occurred to me until I saw her face. Oh, my love, my love. What shall I do? But I must be brave and believe all will be well. Dear one, surely God won't take you from me now. It will be the end of everything that matters because, oh, Englishman, you are all the world and life to me. I must be brave like you, dear. But the words of your dad's telegram will keep ringing in my head and squashing out hope. Dangerously wounded. I say it over and over again, till it doesn't seem to mean anything. I tried very hard to pray, but no words will come into my head except, oh God, give him back to me. This writing to you is the only thing that makes the waiting easier. Everybody is very kind, but I feel I would give anything to be just by myself. I think I will go to Leeson Street now to see if there is another wire.
Tuesday, 31st October. Telegram from Liverpool. To Phyllis's mother from Eric's father.
Wire just received. Eric died of wound Saturday. Heard nothing more.
The minutes would slip away and the hours would fly. And still we would forget all time. What would it matter? We could stay where we were, because then our world could go on without us having to think of going to bed. Perhaps we would go to bed, though, very, very late. And we would give each other a final goodnight kiss. Then we'd creep off to our rooms and dream lovely, happy dreams, to be told the next day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.